Lesson 19, Patriarchs of Distinction. This lesson begins on page 132 of your book. This audio text version contains the reading of any listed footnotes. In my study for writing this book, I felt compelled by the Holy Spirit to write about a birth date of the man we call the Antichrist. At the time, I knew very little about the complete genealogy of Christ. As I worked, digging deep into scripture on the topic, I began to realize, this labor would be similar to that used in revealing the master grid. I promise you I didn't just stumble onto it. It took many months of diligent study to uncover the mystery hidden within the pages of the Bible. Before I uncovered the finer details of the master grid, it looked to be just one more of the many dilemmas we find in God's Word. As the details began to unfold before me, I stood in awe of God and His intelligence. The effort to unearth information regarding the Antichrist felt the same. As I toiled with the associated material, God showed me a few major hints, which were absolutely key to completing this portion of the puzzle. In Daniel's prophecy regarding the completion of the 70 weeks for the Hebrew nation, he presented the information in three separate intervals. Footnote number 115, Daniel, chapter 9, verses 20 through 27. Please study the passage from out of the pages of your Bible. Daniel broke the duration of 70 years into three lengths of time, 62 years, plus 7 years, plus 1 year. The tie to the Antichrist comes through the final week of years of the prophecy. He is the one who will eventually destroy Jerusalem and the temple. Another similar clue was given to me within the royal genealogy of Jesus. Matthew made use of three intervals as well, while breaking down the numbers of royal descendants, 14 generations, plus 14 generations, plus 14 generations. This isn't by accident. Now, I instinctively understood, I was looking for three intervals of numbers, which would give me the total value for the number of years I was seeking. Examining the symmetry of Scripture is frequently the key to discovering God's hidden information. God began His redemption of mankind with the birth of Abraham. It was completed with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. All who believe in Jesus as Lord will be saved. The birth of the Messiah was the point when Satan began planning his effort to destroy mankind. It would come through the man whom Satan would indwell, causing all men, great and small, to worship him. All who choose to take his mark will be eternally damned. The interval from Abraham to Christ would be part of the solution to finding the birth date for this personification of evil. As I was putting the genealogy from Adam to Noah together, there were a few interesting distinctions in a couple of the persons identified. See chart on page 121. It contains the listed generations from Adam to Noah. I was compelled to examine them more closely, to see what else could be learned from the text. The first person I found remarkable was Methuselah. He was the eighth named patriarch in the line between Adam to Noah. He was initially noteworthy due to him being the person who lived the longest, as recorded in the Bible. 969 years is amazing. But that was not the most interesting fact. Adding up the ages of the genealogy in Genesis shows Methuselah was born in the Hebrew year 687, from creation. See chart on page 135. This chart adds up the years each offspring was born past creation. Methuselah was born in the Hebrew year 687. We know he lived 969 years total. So, we can determine the year he died. Hebrew year 687 plus 969 years equals Hebrew year 1656. Methuselah died in the year 1656 from creation. What makes this truly remarkable is Methuselah died in the flood. The Bible says, Noah was 600 years old when the flood came upon the earth. Footnote number 116, Genesis, chapter 7, verse 6. Now, Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water came upon the earth. End of footnote. We know Noah was born in year 1056. So, we know the flood came in year 1656 from creation. Do you think this is just a coincidence? I can tell you, the Bible says it most certainly is not. God had Noah preach his warning of the coming destruction of mankind for 120 years prior to it happening. Footnote number 117, Genesis, chapter 6, verse 3. Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh, nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. End of footnote. Methuselah was alive for every one of those years. Despite having a righteous dad, Methuselah chose to not climb aboard the ark. The Bible tells us only Noah, his three sons, and their wives, got on board. Out of all the persons on earth, only Noah and his household were deemed to be righteous in the eyes of God. Footnote number 118, Genesis, chapter 7, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Noah, Enter the ark, you and all your household, for you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time. End of footnote. The next person I found remarkable in the genealogy was Methuselah's dad, Enoch. I mentioned before that he was a righteous man. It's absolutely true. The Bible tells us, Enoch walked with God for 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah. Footnote number 119, Genesis, chapter 5, verse 22. Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became father of Methuselah. End of footnote. Obviously, this is another case of the son not heeding the sage advice of his father. Think about it, Enoch was around for the first 300 years of Methuselah's life. Enoch's testimony must have not taken, as Methuselah died in the flood, along with the rest of humanity. Enoch was the seventh patriarch in the chain from Adam to Noah. The Bible says all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Footnote number 120, Genesis, chapter 5, verse 23. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. End of footnote. What makes Enoch remarkable was his departure from this world. The Bible tells us a second time, Enoch walked with God. Once was pretty good, but twice inside of three verses, is nothing short of amazing. His fate is explained within the following verse. Enoch walked with God, and then he disappeared, because God took him away. Footnote number 121, Genesis, chapter 5, verse 24. What makes this remarkable, is Enoch is the only person in recorded biblical history, who just disappeared. The word used is, wayenenu, and means, nothing, naught, be no more. God just took him away. For those of you well versed in Christianity, you know this sounds exactly like the removal of God's church, in what is referred to as the rapture. There is one other individual who is mentioned within the realm of Scripture as being taken up to heaven, and his name was Elijah. He was removed in a whirlwind, with a fiery chariot, with fiery horses. Footnote number 122, 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 11. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses appeared, and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. End of footnote. But, Elijah lived much later in time, and was not part of the genealogy. He was a prophet and a miracle worker, in the 9th century BC. The only other person I found remarkable in the genealogy between Adam and Abraham, was Enoch's father, Jared. He was the sixth patriarch in the chain from Adam to Noah. I noticed him for several reasons. First off, he was Enoch's father. Next, all three men I found interesting are listed sequentially in the biblical lineage. Thirdly, like Adam, the Bible reports Jared lived 800 years after becoming the father of his son. Significantly, Jared lived to an age of 962 years. Next to his grandson Methuselah, Jared is the second longest living man as reported in Scripture. And finally, his name. The Antichrist shares a name with a man named within Adam's biblical genealogy. Now, this might seem to be perhaps coincidental information to you. I know it appears to be somewhat random at first glance. But it was the same with the master grid, right up until it wasn't. Many people believed it was a contrived date, up until the new U.S. Embassy opened its doors. In the next lesson, I will lay out how the Bible gives us the exact birthdate of the Antichrist. Just as the Bible predicted the precise day Israel would become a nation, it also foretold the very day the Antichrist would be born. Isn't God truly magnificent? Lesson 19, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, Methuselah's life ended in the year of the flood. Discuss why he either drowned, or died of natural causes. Question 2, the Bible twice, says Enoch walked with God. Explain why you believe God, took him up to heaven. Question 3, the Bible says, Enoch disappeared. Is this a prophecy of a rapture? Explain why it might be. Question 4, both Jared and Methuselah lived the longest, as reported in the Bible. Why is this significant? Question 5, discuss the significance of Methuselah, being the eighth generation down from Adam. When you're ready, you can proceed on to lesson 20, the actual birth date. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser, to return to the page with the chapter 4 lessons. Then move on to lesson 20, the actual birth date. Click on the blue box, to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box, to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive, to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for lesson 20, labeled 4.20, the actual birth date, to hear the next lesson.